Absolutely. I mean, studies have shown that it's an important investment that we make in our four-year-olds to ensure that they are ready, prepared to learn by the time they get to kindergarten. Studies have shown that children who start kindergarten with an 8,000-word vocabulary versus a 3,000, their likelihood of success in school and to prepare them to be prepared for a career is greatly increased. And that's what pre-K does. It not only prepares the child to learn, but also gives them the experience in a classroom setting, taking instruction from a teacher, working collaboratively at a young age with their peers in a productive, constructive setting. So studies have shown that it's a worthwhile investment, and Maryland this year will take the next step. It's a modest step, but a meaningful step in expanding pre-K to all Maryland four-year-olds.
And if you're elected governor, you want it universal by 2018?
Yeah, my proposal is that we provide universal quality and voluntary pre-K to all Maryland four-year-olds on a half-day basis by 2018. That would represent less than 2% of the current education budget. So it's certainly an investment that we can make, and I think it would be more costly if we didn't make that investment.
Now, you mentioned voluntary. This is not something, if a parent doesn't want their child, you know, for whatever reason, doesn't want their child in pre-K, they're not going to be required to do so, right?
That's right. What we're proposing this year and as we envision it out through 2018 is that it's voluntary. There may be parents that choose not to send their kids to a pre-K program for a number of reasons important to that family, but this makes it available. And we believe that, and look, as I travel around the state in communities across Maryland, in neighborhoods and living rooms, I mean, this is what families want. So I believe that there's a high demand and that we will see a high rate of participation by Maryland families. But yes, it's voluntary and not mandatory.
2% of the education budget, how do you pay for it?
We're going to pay for it with the revenues from expanded gaming. Last legislative session, we modified that program to authorize revenues from expanded gaming to go to pre-K programs. So we've got a revenue stream, we're going to use that revenue source to fund this expansion.
Delegate Mazier said that she could probably use legalized marijuana, uses the tax on that for pre-K. I guess you have your own alternative.
We're sticking right now with expanded gaming revenues.
All right, fair enough. Good seeing you.
Okay,
take care.